Members of the board, Regent Buchanan, Chairman McLean, I certainly appreciate the input. We are a public institution. That's what we all serve. That's what you all signed up to serve as board members. That is the unique thing that lies in front of us, and that's an important part of it. We will maintain that trust, and I appreciate the comments, the suggestions, the thoughts that go behind this. It is through better communication, that open and transparent university system that makes us public, that we will see some success in this, and we will move in that direction as expeditiously as we possibly can. I do, and I don't want my next two comments to be taken as anything other than that we will charge forward as instructed here and do what we can. We absolutely have serving the students at heart. I do want to rewind the tape just a bit, though, to point out sort of where this began, because I think it's an important part of the conversation that is somehow getting a bit lost in it. And I think Regent Buchanan's right on track. We're starting to discuss more about the manner at which we go about this as opposed to what it is we're trying to do. But I was, as board chair, late sometime last year, invited to participate in a phone call between President Engstrom and then Commissioner Stearns. And President Engstrom asked for the call and brought to Commissioner Stearns' attention that he'd received comments and heard a number of rumors about sexual assault on the campus, and he was deeply concerned about it. And from that point, the president said, look, I really feel like I need to look into this, and it's going to be a rocky road, and it's going to gain some press, and we're going to have some obstacles to clear. But I feel like it's my responsibility to get to the bottom of this. And that is the first word I ever heard of sexual assault on the University of Montana campuses. And that's the kind of leadership that you all are looking for. Now, has it been that rocky road? Yeah, it has been. But I think the president knew what he was getting into, and I think he did so to protect my daughter on campus as well as 7,000 or 8,000 other women that attend our university, and that's the right decision, and he made the right decision. And, you know, honestly, I don't ever want him to think that he didn't because of what's been surfaced. We knew, and we've said at various meetings, that as we ask to be open and transparent and we seek for more victims to come forward and tell their stories so we can try to help and we can find the right place to interject, and we can find the right services on campus to get to the bottom of what is really underneath all of this, that we were going to be here. And this is where we need to be. And it's an uncomfortable spot, and I realize that. I realize as board members it's an uncomfortable spot. I can tell you as a commissioner new to this job, I could think of an easier beginning. I'm sure the president could think of an easier first few years. But we've taken this on, and we've done it for the right reasons. And ultimately, the right reasons is to make campus a safer place. And we're going to do that. I also said at the January meeting and the March meeting that we're talking about sexual assault. And as much as we all want this fixed, we're talking about sexual assault. And that's a crime that's been around for about as long as the history books are written. And it's going to take a shift. And it's a needed shift. And I think the president recognizes it's a needed shift on his campus. But those are cultural shifts. And it's going to include change of mindset. And where those mindsets can't be changed, it's going to require a change of personnel and a change of leadership. And those are tough decisions, and those are all pretty monumental battles that the president's going to have to fight, that he is fighting, that he's already fought a few. I have confidence that he will continue on this track. And like I say, I never want him to look back on that decision and say, wish I'd have taken the easy road out, because we didn't. We started down this path for safety's sake, and we're going to get there. And I wish I could sit here today and tell you guys that I think that this road's come to an end. I don't, honestly, but I can tell you that the confidence you've placed in me and the confidence that you've placed in the president is founded, and we're going to continue to work hard on this thing, and we're going to do so in an open and transparent method. And do I think we can improve on that? Absolutely. I mean, when I look back at the last 6 months, are there ways we can do things better? Absolutely. And that's part of the learning process. It's interesting, as we are public, that every email we write, and I think if everyone looks back in their own private lives over the last year, we air publicly every email we've sent, every word we've spoken. That's an interesting way to do business, but it's the right way to do business in a public university system, and we're going to continue to do that. And we will be transparent, and we will provide the rest of the emails that are part of the Freedom of Information Act, and we'll do so as quickly as we can. And will there be things in there that we wish were written different looking back at them a year later? Probably. But that's okay. It's all part of the process. And we'll work to that end to get to where we believe the system needs to be. And that is where student safety is the absolute first priority on everyone's mind. I certainly know it is on the board. I certainly have heard that from board members today. I commend you for taking that stand. That is what the board is here to serve, is students. You can't serve a student without getting to the safety issue first, and that's where we'll start this conversation. We will proceed ahead full speed. We will work together. The president and I we've got conversations underway on where we will improve our ability to communicate. And that's an important piece, and that's where we'll get, and we will get there soon. I just don't want to set false expectations of when we'll get there, because it's a long road, and it's a road that we're tackling sexual assault, and that's something that society's tried to tackle a lot longer than the president and I have been around. But we're going to do it, and we're going to do the best we can to make campus the safest place we can. And when we fail at that, we're going to have all the resources available to help the victims and their families recover as best we can. And we're going to do so in a way that restores public trust in that process. And I realize that there's been some tarnishment there and that we need to fix that. But I think we can, and it will absolutely be our focus. And I appreciate you all reassuring that that needs to be our focus. We take that to heart, and I appreciate that you pledge what resources we need to get there, and we will work to that end, and we'll do so starting immediately.
Thank you, Commissioner Christian.